This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What the Myles Garrett re-signing the contract extension means for the Browns and how they're viewed around the NFL.
Was his hot pocket done?
I didn't know if that was, he was just.
What was that?
Well, because every time you see, like, they're showing Pelissero and Ian Rappaport on the NFL Network, you'll just see him look down and you know something happened.
Oh, you think that was a Mike Jones just got some sort of info or some sort of.
Yeah.
That's a bad job by me for not giving Mike Jones the Schefter and Pelissero treatment. Where now, I saw a clip actually in between the break. I think it was Schefter and Field Yates. And then in both parts of the segment, they walked off the set and took phone calls.
See, so what's funny about that is when I heard the ding, I was like, hey, remember to ask him about that. See if we got some breaking news we could share on air.
They're like, what was that ding? It'd be really sad, though, if he turned around and was like, really, guys, my soup is ready.
Hey, well, the problem is I forgot to ding check him. I didn't ding check
classic,
him, so now we don't know.
Classic ding check.
Classic. Well, okay. So I'll give some credence to this idea.
Okay.
All right? And we also have thoughts out there that Miles is going to help recruit some free agents, which I'd love to hear that pitch. Hey, you'll love it as long as they give you $40 million a year. Is that what it is?
I mean, yeah. I don't understand the idea that Miles can just go on this free agency tour. What's he going to do? Who is he going to convince?
I like.
But on top of it, who's he actually recruiting?
I like that Miles went from at the Super Bowl Radio Row was like, man, a lot of people trying to get at me. The Eagles players, Detroit players. And now he's like, now he's the one doing the recruiting?
Yeah.
How would you like that turnabout if you're whatever player it is? It's like, hey, remember when I said I wanted you to come get me? I'm just kidding.
Are you telling me the Browns are in line for Aiden Hutchinson? Because they took photos together at that gala?
Jared Goff, too. I don't sleep on it.
Yeah, why not, right?
They talked at a gala.
Hey, little do you know, Nick, clearly they were. That was Miles pitching them on the Browns, not them pitching Miles on the Lions.
That's true.
This is how we're going to reframe all of this.
This actually was this whole bit of shenanigans.
One big ruse for Miles to talk to all the teams that matter.
It was Miles. Miles just did this to legally. He's here to save Cleveland.
Wow, what a loyal and great teammate.
Yeah, that's what people say about Miles Garrett.
Great can't hear teammate, it enough over the past 24 hours.
Incredibly loyal.
Has this actually, though, on a serious note, does this actually hurt your relationship with Miles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Me too.
Yeah, like,
and listen, I don't love that.
He's still a great player, but, guys, I don't care that he wanted paid. I want him paid. Like, I think if anything, Cleveland is a town where if you play hard and the team hardballs with you money-wise, we're going to say, get your head out of your ass, pay him.
Mm-hmm.
But guys, Nick Chubb wasn't great last year, all right? He wasn't healthy. When he was healthy, he was the least productive he's ever been in his career. And we still have been like, hey, pay this guy. I don't want to see him in Pittsburgh,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, we want you to get paid. We want you to have an abundant harvest financially. But when you come out and say, and specifically in December, when you come out and say, hey, I'm a leader of this team, and I got to make sure that they're going to do the right things. I got to lead this team the right way. And then when you come out repeatedly, right? Both in the written statement the week after the Senior Bowl, and then on Radio Row, and then you have your agent rebut a report that this is all about money. Was it a week ago?
Yeah.
When you do that and you say it's not about money, and then it's clearly about money, there's nothing else that changed. There's nothing else it could have been about than money for him. So then, yes, you get your money. And yes, we'll still cheer for you. But what you lost along the way was a bit of my respect. And I don't know that's the kind of respect you can earn back when we already have leadership and cultural issues that maybe you are or aren't a part of in the first place.
Yeah, like I'm trying to figure out for myself personally how long I'm going to hold this against Miles. You know, I get over things very easy. I think it's a flaw that I have in life is I don't hold many grudges.
I don't think that's a flaw. I think that's healthy.
Is that healthy? I just get over things incredibly quick is all it is.
I come from a family where everybody holds grudges. As long, my uncle passed away having like 40-year-old grudges.
Really?
And I was like, dude... Really?
You could do pretty heinous things to me.
You're still upset about that?
Yeah, I'd find a way to forgive you in a very quick way. That's just kind of how I operate. And so
that's noted.
I'm dying. Yeah, no, it's true. And I'm dying to figure out how long it'll take me to be like, you know what, Miles? You did what you had to do, and I'm just happy that you're a Brown. And I can tell 24 hours later, I was mad yesterday when I found out the news that it was just all about the money. But 24 hours later, I'm like, I'm happy he's a Brown. And then I think 3 months from now, I'll have an easy idea of everything that went down. And I think I'll be okay.
So for what you've said, it's not just about Miles making this good. I'm not going to give that away now because we're going to continue on talking about Miles throughout the rest of this show. But to me, it's like Miles just doing what Miles has done is great.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's not enough to get over this situation. But as we continue on with free agency frenzy, legal tampering, whatever the hell we're going to call about this, Aaron Rodgers, is a report by Jeff Howe, also of The Athletic, saying Aaron Rodgers still has suitors, calling the Giants a suitor, calling the Steelers suitors, teasing that there might be others out there. I would totally pay Aaron Rodgers to keep him away from Pittsburgh. One, I think he's the best remaining quarterback on the open market. And two, I don't want Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh at all.
So you'd be happy if he goes to the Giants, basically, then you just don't have to worry about him ever again.
Yes, would love that.
Yeah, I do too. There's a part of me that is scared by Aaron Rodgers, even though I don't believe in anything the Steelers do offensively. They didn't take advantage of Russell Wilson or Justin Fields with their arm at all. There's a lot I just think stinks about the Steelers and that organization, what they would try to even do with Aaron Rodgers, but I don't want Aaron Rodgers to go there.
So it's interesting. I think people are judging Aaron Rodgers based off of about the first 8 games of last year.
Instead of the last 9?
And the fact that he's a knob.
You know what's interesting? Like, I think it's the fact that he's a knob that bothers people the most.
Absolutely.
Like, we got over it with Jordan Love. Jordan Love stunk for 2 months of football and then was great for the last 9 his rookie season, and everyone was able to rewrite the history there. Now, maybe it's because Aaron Rodgers was playing for nothing at that point that we can't really attach ourselves to it. But I almost looked at that as more impressive, the idea that he had his whole coaching staff fired and then he somehow got better.
Yeah, he had his hand-picked offensive coordinator fired. And, oh, by the way, apparently wasn't on speaking terms with his best receiver. And he put up four of his five best games.
Rodgers had a toxic relationship in his life?
I'm very surprised as well.
Very surprised that would happen.
But I think Aaron Rodgers is proof that, like, over the last 4 years, for different reasons. Like, it's wild to see how many different reasons Aaron Rodgers is unlikable for people. Whether it's him not playing up to his contract, whether it's the McAfee stuff, whether it's the opinions on vaccines and getting the jab, whatever it is. Oh, his personal life. Ayahuasca. There's a myriad of reasons to not like him. But people are talking about Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson as if they're the same guy. It's like, no. Russell Wilson got actively worse as he played last year.
Yeah.
And let's be real, real clear. Russ's numbers were inflated by the go ball. He had one big play.
The moon ball, as we call it.
The Steelers would run it. And then one out of every 7 or 8 plays, he'd just chuck the ball 20 yards up in the air.
And then Pickens would do most of the work.
Yeah. That's not what Rodgers did. Like, Rodgers is still, and I know he's not as mobile as he once was, an Achilles injury at 38. That dude still is a very well-versed quarterback who does not solely rely on his legs like Russ did for most of his time. Aaron's an incredibly cerebral quarterback.
Nick, the Steelers had the first-hand experience with Russell Wilson last year, and they're telling you they don't want to do it again.
Also, another bit of breaking news here, as defensive tackle Grady Jarrett has signed a 3-year, $43 million deal with the Bears. That feels like
They're spending like drunken sailors in Chicago.
That feels like paying for past performance right there.
They're spending everywhere.
They are.
You notice how Ben Johnson, though, quickly on the offensive and defensive lines.
Specifically on the O-line. As a matter of fact, later in the show, we're going to talk about our favorite signings. The Bears actually have it as of right now. I'm loath to give the Bears credit. I will, coming up later in the show. But specific to the Rodgers thing, yeah, I think people want Rodgers to be washed more than they're actually convinced he is washed.
Listen, I didn't like Aaron Rodgers with the Jets in the slightest bit. There'd be nothing more satisfying than him going to the Steelers and then me getting to actively root against Aaron Rodgers in that way. That would be so much fun for me. It would stink if he's good, but if he's actually washed and done and can't play anymore and they handcuff him in that offense, we're going to have a great time as Browns fans.
Well, and I think, I think what's fascinating about Aaron from last year is you can pick apart and find stats to support that he's totally washed, and you can pick apart stats and find stats that say there's still something there.
For sure.
All I'm going to say is he was still a pretty decent stat, at least on the traditional stats. He was still pretty decent in the worst possible context. Pittsburgh is not. Like, Pittsburgh, he will have DK Metcalf. He will have the best defense he's had since, I want to say, 2 or 3 years out in Green Bay. And I don't think he's washed. I think people are conflating. I think people want him to be washed. I don't think he is.
Yeah,
I don't want him there.
They still have the same issue that the Jets had, where they didn't give him any sort of offensive line help. But they would have to instantly help out that offensive line.
Well, I think they're betting on Broderick Jones and their first-round pick from this last year actually improving at tackle, because one is healthy and the other is actually moving to his natural position. I don't know if that's a good plan, because traditionally it hasn't been with the Steelers the last 15 years, but they might have upgraded while subtracting Dan Moore, who I don't think was very good in the first place. 216-474-0092. I guess this is a two-parter. Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers. Do you actually want that to happen? And two, did Miles step across a line? Or have you already forgiven Miles? More from you guys in 5 minutes. And the Peterlin Pass on 92.3 The Fan.